Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Coming up, 2 o'clock, Dejanay Carrington will be joining us, Stanford graduate transfer basketball player. If you want to hear what it is like to be someone leaving Stanford in the rearview mirror with 2 degrees, we're going to put a human face on the graduate transfer process, talk to somebody who's actually going through it. She announced yesterday that she's going through it, and I want to humanize that experience. One of the things I've also tried to do on this radio show is connect with small business owners, medium-sized business owners, people who are out there working amid this pandemic, people who are out there scared about their livelihood, people who have lost their jobs, people we've taken all experiences on this show. My next guest is Jeff Bach. He has a cool company called Bach Custom Coatings. You've heard me talk about it for 2 reasons. One, we used him to put a custom coating on a garage floor in a rental house that we have. 2, we had a discussion a long time ago, and I don't know if people remember this, about putting sports teams emblems, like when you go into the Street of Dreams houses, it always strikes me like you go through the garage last. And that's the part I'm most interested in, because all the other stuff, it's bells and whistles, and it's really cool. Then you go into the garage, and the garage in those Street of Dreams homes looks nothing like my garage. So I am going to get Jeff with Bach Custom Coatings over to my house as soon as I can get him over here to do a custom coated floor. And I want it to look like those Street of Dreams houses, not that cracked, stained concrete. You know what I'm talking about, guys. You walk into the garage, it doesn't feel like it's part of your house. Here's Jeff from Bach Custom Coatings. Jeff, thank you for making time. I'm sorry for dragging you on the air, but I want to humanize this. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate you having me on.
Let's talk first about kind of what got you into the business that you're in, because I'm always fascinated by the story. What led you to coating custom coatings on floors?
Yeah, so I did a little bit of everything to start off with, light remodels, paint, drywall, so forth, so on. And I just wanted to focus on one thing and do that one thing extremely well. And I looked at the custom garage floor market and thought, now, here's a nice niche market that we can really excel at. And that's really what drove me to that market.
You have, you have done this at a high level, and you're humming along, and you're doing good business, and you've got good employees. And I think a lot of people out there relate to this that are listening to this, because they either work for small businesses or maybe they own a small business. But I want your experience. Let's go back to like March 10th, March 11th, March 12th. This stuff is breaking. The NBA is canceling its season. What is your story? What is the Bach Custom Coatings story when it comes to coronavirus?
Yeah, so, you know, honestly, we are very fortunate that we had quite a bit of work already scheduled, and very few of those jobs had to postpone or move because of the virus. So it enabled us to keep working. But obviously, like everybody else, how we work had to change dramatically. Portable hand washing stations, sanitizing and disinfecting. I mean, we even went to the extreme of putting an acrylic shield in between the driver and passenger of every truck that we have so that we could keep them separate and safe from one another. So it kind of took on a new life. The work that we had scheduled, we've run through most of that. And we've kept guys busy, but the new call volume has dropped off significantly from where it should be this time of year. That always causes concern. We're continuing to stay busy, but not nearly at the rate that we were before.
for people who want to maybe get a quote, or maybe they say, this is the time, because I know I'm doing this. I'm spending more time at home, Jeff, and I'm looking around going, you know what? I need to get this done. I need to get that done. And I've thought of calling you a couple of times. For people who want to get a bid on coating their garage floor, and how much contact do they have to have with you, or how has that process been changed?
Yeah, it can be very little, honestly. We can go over pricing and information over the phone. We have a set per square foot price. Doesn't matter what zip code you live in, it's the same price for everybody. If people want to snap a couple photos and send it over to us so we can see the floor that they have and they can measure it, we can give them a very accurate price right over the phone. So really, very little to no contact is required.
Jeff Bach is our guest, Bach Custom Coatings. I feel for you. I feel for other small business owners, because I know that your friend is, you know, the rhythm that you have as a business owner, the time and money that you invest in doing what you do. Give us an idea for people who are listening who don't understand what coating a garage floor or coating a shop floor or even a commercial entity right now. This is a great time for commercial businesses that might not have customers in to would normally have to shut down for a couple of hours or at least a day to have you come in. It's a great time to have you come in and redo a commercial floor. But what is it that you guys do?
Yeah, so basically we take ugly concrete and make it beautiful in a nutshell. We go in and diamond grind the surface. That gets rid of any oil stains, irregularities. We rehab the concrete by cleaning out cracks and spalls. And then we have a variety of coatings that we put down in a garage floor. Typically, that's a polyaspartic base coat with decorative color chips broadcast into it, and then a clear gloss polyaspartic top coat. We can do all that in one day, so you can be back on your floor the following day.
You did it in the rental house we have, and people ask me, they go, you know, what did they do? And I just show them the picture, and then they go, whoa. What about sports emblems? Because one day on the show, we talked about that, and we all sort of said, well, this is the sports logo that we would put. Because I've seen those Street of Dreams projects that you do, and do you put logos? Do you work with, if somebody has like a room that is their man cave, could they put like a Boston Red Sox logo on the floor?
Absolutely. There's two ways that we can do that, either by a vinyl graphic that can go over the coating, or by engraving it directly into the concrete. Either option is perfectly fine and looks fantastic in there.
All right. I want to give people an opportunity to get in touch with you. His website for Bach Custom Coatings, it's just that. It's Bach, B-A-C-H, customcoatings.com. You can also call him at 503-860-9094. That's 860-9094. We'll tweet out a link to that as well. But BachCustomCoatings.com. Jeff, I appreciate you making time for us and keep doing what you do. You've got a great service that you provide, great products. And, you know, I've seen your work and we've used your work and we'll use you in our own home as well. So I appreciate you, man.
Thanks so much, John. Really appreciate you having me on again.
All right. There he is, Jeff Bach with Bach Custom Coatings. And look, I bring small business owners on this show for two reasons. One, I think you're interested probably more so than ever in the challenge that small business owners face right now. I know I am. I talk sports. I'm into what the NBA is doing, or Major League Baseball, or the NFL, certainly the Pac-12 Conference, Oregon, Oregon State, Portland State, the Winterhawks, the Hops, the Timbers, the Thorns. I care about what's going on. I also care about the small business owners who employ a dramatic number of people who live and work in our community. And I think if this pandemic has taught me personally anything, if there's been an eye-opening moment in the last 6 weeks, it's just me talking to various people who work for businesses, some of which were declared essential, some weren't, some people who lost jobs. And I've talked to business owners who were declared essential but didn't feel comfortable putting their employees in people's homes. But I know, like a lot of you, I'm spending a lot of time at home right now. And for about 15 years, Jeff Bach and his team have been installing the best materials and turning garage floors and shop floors and commercial spaces into these beautiful places. It makes a huge difference. I know. I think about it almost every time I walk into the garage because we did it in a rental home, and I'm looking at my own home going, why aren't we doing our own home? This is where I spend my time. What am I doing? So I want to bring them on the show. And I also, look, I want to support local businesses as well. So there's part of this is in part to help support Jeff Bach and Bach Custom Coatings. Because if you're somebody who's going, hey, I'm at home, this is a great time for me to clean the garage out, have them come over and do this, then so be it. You know, he win-win situation is what I'm looking for, always. All right, coming up, we have so much to talk about. Also, we're going to get a visit, top of the hour. We will be talking to a college basketball player, DeJanae Carrington, who is a star basketball player, but I'm more interested in her experience as a student who is leaving Stanford in the rearview mirror and fielding a lot of questions about it on social media. She's not done an interview publicly. She's coming on this show. I know there's a lot of interest. UConn basketball fans are interested in what she's going to say on this show. Baylor fans are interested. I'm sure Oregon fans and Pac-12 fans are interested in what she's going to say on the show. I'm mostly interested in talking to her about her experience as a student and a person and how she navigating this world. And by the way, this is the sister of Darren Carrington. Dad played in the NFL. Brother played at Oregon, transferred to Utah. It's a good story. I hope you're here for it. Leave it here. Later in the program, my wife will be joining. I'm going to ask her the same question that Jada Pinkett Smith is asking herself. Will Smith's wife went public and said that she realized 23 years of marriage, she doesn't hardly know her husband. Do you relate to that? Are there people that you're getting to know amid this? The kids are calling it a quarantine. Are you calling it a quarantine, Alabama Adriana? I noticed that on TikTok.
Just the staying home?
The whole thing. They're saying quarantine, but quarantine to me means you're alone. Like, if I quarantine you, you're in a space by yourself. Nobody's with you. But people are saying, I noticed on TikTok that the millennials and younger, most younger, are saying, I'm quarantining, and quarantining sucks. But I'm like, you're not quarantining, you're with your family.
Yeah, I think probably quarantining before all of this meant like isolation, being alone. But I think now it's just kind of like the term that's kind of like the umbrella term.
Now, do you relate to what Jada Pinkett Smith said? She said she just realized after 23 years she didn't know her husband. And now she's getting to know him because she's stuck with him all day for 5 or 6 weeks. Is that relatable? Are you getting to know people now that you didn't really know before?
I don't think that I'm getting to know. Like, I don't think that I'm finding out that they're a different person, but I think I'm getting to know people better. I just had a friend call me today, and I haven't talked to him in, like, at least a year. And I just have friends calling me trying to catch up and just check on each other, and I think that that's cool.
I noticed that too. I don't think people are doing this anymore, but for a couple of weeks, people were ending their text exchanges or emails with "stay safe." And now I'm getting less of that. Like, I think we're all kind of settled into this is the normal. We've gone past that, but I think you're right. Like, I do have like people that I'm in touch with, and including I have a friend who lives in Palm Springs, and he was going today with his wife to go get tested for the antibodies because they believe they may have been exposed to it in February and did not know it. And they both got sick, and his father-in-law passed away And they believe it may have been due to coronavirus. And as the medical people are sort of looking back through the people who passed away in January and February and early March, they're sort of retracing some people that they go, that could have been. So they're testing he and his wife. I am fascinated to know if he tests positive for it. He said it was very mild in his case. And I think that's the kind of stuff, too, that we're getting such a wide range of experiences when it comes to exposure. Some people, for whatever reason, it attacks your system. It's just bingo. I think Dr. Fauci said that. You know, we had that great cut from him when he was talking about, you know, what the virus does to some people but not others. He also said that it's just different. Watch, I'm going to play this. This was from a podcast he did with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN.
It's just different. I mean, the intensity of it, the potential for, you know, the fight. You know, it really looks like an ongoing war. You know, the dynamics of the virus against our attempts to mitigate it, and it's just it's really intense. You know, hopefully we'll get through this, but it's tough going, man. This is an unusual disease. I'm fascinated, Sanjay, by what I would call the pathogenesis. You know, you get so many people who do well, and then some people who just bingo, they're on a respirator, they're on ECMO, and they're dead. I mean, the dichotomy between that, there's something there, Sanjay, that we're missing from a pathogenesis standpoint. And I don't think it's only if you're elderly or if you have underlying conditions. There's something else going on there that hopefully we'll ultimately figure out.
And it's just like there's a bingo moment for some people. And I think that's, and you know what the thing is too, from the beginning of this, I can remember the very first interview that we did with a doctor who talked about the virus. Judah Newby, do you remember that? Do you remember like the very early interviews that we were doing with this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they took a slightly different tone. There was kind of a nervous energy about them. I remember that. A little bit fearful, but also a little bit like it kind of brought us together. I don't know. That's the tone I felt. It's like, you know what? We're going to do this thing. We're going to, whatever it takes, we're going to stay together and we're going to do this thing. Now, that can be ambiguous, but it's a great attitude to have, I think. It's an encouraging attitude at the very least.
I also think that there were people who didn't know. Like, there was a lot that we didn't know. We didn't know. Could you? And there's a lot we still don't know, which I think is part of the problem, too, because we don't know if you have antibodies, can you be reinfected? We don't know some of these questions. And I can remember very early on, it was, okay, you got to wash your hands. And then it went to, oh, it's airborne. You got to wear a mask. And then it went to, first it was like, don't wear a mask. Then it was, everybody wear a mask. Then it was, you know, close your circle down. You can't be in proximity. Now it's, you can be outdoors as long as you aren't around people. And yesterday, because we have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old in our household, they've got kids and they've got friends who are having birthdays. And one of their friends was turning 6, and we had to do a drive-by birthday party thing. And we just drive by the house, and there's like 5 other cars driving by, and we've all kind of settled into that being the normal. Like, that's the norm. And everybody's adapting. And I think it's good that everybody's adapting, but I also am like, this morning was kind of the first day that I woke up and I found myself craving something that I normally would not have craved if this had never happened. And what I mean by that is, and Adriana, you're going to laugh at this. And the minute you know where I'm going with this, you can shout it out. But I had a really poor experience in kind of a chain restaurant, and Adriana was there, and I woke up this morning. I got some dignity, so I take a shower, I shave, I brush my teeth, I'm getting ready for my day, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what I'd like to do? Like, I would like to go have lunch at where?
Cracker Barrel?
That's it.
Why?
Because it was normal. It was around people. And it was a horrible experience. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
The server at this Cracker Barrel. Adriana, what did you order? What was the sandwich you ordered?
It was like a fried chicken sandwich, I think.
And you wanted avocado on it. Okay. And she said,
we could go to the Freddy's down the way and get an avocado. if I wanted avocado on the sandwich.
She was not happy. She was not having a good day. And she just basically said, you can go get your own damn avocado if you want to put it on the sandwich. I'm not giving you any avocado. And then she got all upset at me and said, and I said to her, like, that's not how you talk to a customer. And she said, well, I'm sorry you're having a bad day, or I'm sorry. And she made some passive aggressive crappy comment, and I vowed to never go back to Cracker Barrel ever again. And I found myself this morning going, you know what, I would go back to Cracker Barrel today. This would have been the day that I go back. And I don't really know if it's about anything more than just wanting to go out into a public place amid other people, have a, even if it's a crappy experience, it's an experience. You know, you're talking to a hostess who's asking you how many people, and you go, oh, there's four of us, and you sit down. And even if it's Adriana ordering that sandwich again and saying, can I get avocado on it? And the server going, you can go buy your own avocado. Even if it's that, I'll take it today. That I found, like, maybe I've hit the wall. Maybe that's the end experience that I'm having. Have you hit the wall? Tell me that one thing.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.